You are now listening to Good Skin Circle. This is your host, Ashley Curtis, better known as Ageless Ashley on Instagram, where you can find me sharing skincare tips and tricks and lots of business advice for licensed estheticians. If you are finding any value in my show at all, please go leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. This is a great way for other people, more people to find me, and I really, really appreciate every single review. I love you guys. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Welcome back to another episode of Good Skin Circle. This is your host, Ashley Curtis, and today I am joined by my dear friend, Michaela McLean, who is a human design expert and a licensed esthetician who believes that beauty is energetic. This is Michaela's second time on the podcast, and she has been teaching me about my own human design for a little over a year now, and we've recently been working together weekly to host live events on Instagram called Aesthetically Aligned. Instead of doing that this week, I wanted to bring Michaela onto the podcast and talk about Mercury retrograde, which is actually happening now. It started on January 13th and it ends on February 3rd. And this is the year 2022, in case you're listening to this in the future. But during our conversation today, she explains the science behind Mercury retrograde, what to prepare for, and how to navigate through it all and make it to the other side. So without further ado, let's get into it.
My name is Vanessa Delgado, expert esthetician at Evolve Skin and Wellness, and this episode is brought to you by The Evolve Shop, an online store that features our curated collection of skincare by expert Los Angeles-based esthetician Ashley Curtis. Ashley chooses only the highest quality of performance products from all of her favorite clinical and holistic skincare lines and packages them up beautifully. We always include premium samples and other goodies with each order, and we ship your products priority mail 2 times weekly. My personal favorite right now is the GlyMed Plus Oxygen Deep Pore Cleanser. Works like a deep cleansing mask to reveal smoother, healthier skin. Find us at evolveskinandwellness.com/shop.
Hi, Michaela. Welcome back to Good Skin Circle.
Hello. Thanks for having me back on.
I'm so excited to talk to you about Mercury retrograde. I know a little bit about it, but not very much. And I feel like it's always really hard for me to like explain it to people when they ask me, and like to even know what to expect. Like, I feel like we're always like talking about how crazy it is and like everyone like, you know, kind of freaks out about it. So I know you're an expert in this and I just can't wait to learn more about it.
I laugh because I don't, you know, when you know what it is, I just think you're prepared. It's like anything, because it's not something to, in my, I don't believe to be afraid of. It's just something to be aware of that you can prepare for. I think there's a lot of fear mongering around it because it's, you know, it's buzzword. It's a thing that happens. You know, and so, yeah, just let's know what we're dealing with here.
Yes. So can you tell everyone, what is Mercury retrograde?
So Mercury, the planet itself is, you know, we kind of want to walk through that. It's like, it is an inner planet or considered a personal planet. That means it is very close to us, to the Earth. And so it has a big effect on us personally. You know, there's other planets way out there, Neptune and Pluto, they have more of a generational effect. So Mercury is right down here in the mix with us. You know, so we feel its effects. It rules specific things. It rules the mind, thoughts, communication. So you can see why, you know, it yeah. Kind of anything going haywire with Mercury obviously does have an effect. And it's funny if you know, you're like me, you know, somebody who is an astrologer, human design reader, it's like, when you pay attention and you know what's going on, you look retrospectively and you're like, oh yeah. And then that's what happened. It's like the last Mercury retrograde, I'm not kidding you, was when the Instagram shutdown happened.
Yes, I remember that.
Tech stuff, expect it, just, you know what I mean? So it's like not dreading it, but expecting tech things. So it has that effect. It's close. What is happening is that it actually appears to slow down and stop and begin to move backward. That is what quote Mercury retrograde is. Now, the funny thing is, I said it appears. It technically isn't doing that. So again, it's kind of like, is this whole thing, you know, really an illusion? It's like, it's from our vantage point here on Earth, and everything is, you know, from your perspective.
Yeah.
So it's like I said, what it rules, it can only be up to 28 degrees away from the sun at any given time. So basically what's going on, I kind of think of it like a dog on a leash, you know, like with film where it's like wants to run out probably, or it smells something. Yes. Like, and then, you know, you're walking past and they're like, oh, okay, dragging behind. So 28 degrees away from the sun, that's really only one side, either sign of where it's at. So okay. The sun is currently, let's just go with right now. The sun is currently in Capricorn. It could only be in Capricorn or Aquarius, one ahead, or Sagittarius, one behind. That's as far away as it can be from the sun.
Okay.
So when that happens, right, it gets too far away. And basically it's like a dog. You're like, and come back, you know, we gotta get you back in line. And so, this happens 3 to 4 times a year for 3 weeks at a time. So that is kind of what Mercury retrograde is. Now it happens in different signs. So currently this time, you know, Mercury is already ahead. It's already in Aquarius.
Okay.
So we're doing that. Hey, Fillmore, gotta get, come
back. Yeah, come back. Yep.
come back. And turn around, come back. You know, you forgot something back here. Yeah. And so, you know, we've already entered into that, and it's going to actually backtrack into Capricorn. Now I bring this up because a little bit later, I do want to talk a bit more about that, because it's not just Mercury retrograde, you know, like,
yeah.
It's like, hey, actually it has more, you can look at it with more of a fine tooth comb and really see where in our lives, us personally and collectively, it's affecting us. So that's kind of Mercury retrograde, what it is in a nutshell.
Okay. That's so interesting. I love that analogy because, like I said, I think a lot of people just like think of it as like this crazy time that happens. There's nothing they can do about it. And you bringing up the Instagram thing last year, like when it was happening, I remember last year was particularly long, wasn't it? Like the last Mercury retrograde, like lasted a really long time, or there was one last year.
And even when they say lasts a long time, you know, you're talking like maybe closer to the 4 week marker, you know, it's like,
okay,
never like a long, long time.
Okay. It's never like months and months, even though, yeah.
Never that long, but you know, they pop up, like I said, 3 to 4 times a year.
A
so it's like every time you turn around, you're like, oh God, it's happening again.
Yeah. I just blame everything on Mercury retrograde. I'm
like, when it isn't, doesn't matter. It's Mercury messing with us.
I remember the last time too, I was thinking about buying a laptop for Evolve. And I remember telling you I was going to buy one and you're like, no, don't do it yet. So that brings me to the next question I have for you is, what should we avoid in our personal lives? And then, more specifically, when it comes to our professional lives or our careers or our businesses, are there specific things that we really should be more careful about not doing, or like, what's your take on that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and again, never, ever to fear monger. I don't believe in that, but yes, you know, like you mentioning the laptop thing, it's like, I've had one time where I needed a phone and I was like, man, if I can do it before or wait till after, that'd be great. And the reason is, you know, and it was, as I was kind of like thinking about this, the personal and the professional definitely cross over with each other. So, you know, on a professional, on a personal level, let's get this. I see Mercury retrograde. I
can't. Yes.
On a personal level, you know, it might be like texts from the ex, you know, tech issues in general. They always kind of say preparing into it. See, again, this is why you want to know ahead of time. When you're going into it, you're like, maybe I should kind of check on my passwords for things. Maybe I should just kind of, you know, double check that type of stuff. You know, like, is it considering like the tech aspect of it? You know, you need a new laptop, you need a new phone. Let's not go buying something at that time. Travel is a big one. Again, personal experience.
Okay.
No, can do. And I know a few people that are traveling right now. I'm like, I wouldn't tell them this, but I'm like, oh girl. It is, you know, you get to the airport, you're like, oh sweet. The systems are offline or stuff like that. We had a one where we were traveling internationally. This has been a number of years ago, but my kids were both really small at the time. My little guy was on the carrier car seat.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't even go there, but just know, like, it was one of those, like, anything that could happen did happen. And then some, and it was miserable. So miserable. I have PTSD from that. And my husband was the one that planned it. So I'm like, never again. So travels out, because again, Mercury rules that.
Okay.
And then I like to think of, in this, I would say crosses over from, again, you know, personal and professional, mental health, you know, think of it, what it rules. I'm like, yes. This is the time to check our mental health situation, you know? And then professionally, and again, crisscross back and forth, contracts. So again, kind of go back, even you think about buying something significant, like electronics, you don't want to sign contracts at this time. It's like,
okay.
If you have to do that type of stuff, you know, or say you have to get a laptop, it's like, chances are there may be issues, or you may have to go back over it again. You know,
that's okay.
Kind of the rule of thumb there.
Got it.
And, again, professionally, systems, processes, this is a chance to go review that stuff. Mm-hmm. Being in derm and in plastics, right, for so many years, I laugh because it'd be like, I would know what Mercury retrograde was coming. And I'd be like, I'm going to walk in the office tomorrow and the EMR will be like off, you know?
Yes.
It's like, without fail, you know, you're like, if it's going to pop up, it's happening now. You know, I was laughing too. I'm like, you know, it's like recording a podcast.
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, like, if it just doesn't record or something. Like,
right. So, and I, of course, you know, like, laughing at that one, but yeah, so those are some of the things that definitely say, just kind of watch out for, or be aware of. Again, you know, you got to live your life. There's right. There's no like, oh my God, I can't do anything.
But I have a question then for you, because I think I might be hiring someone during this time. Like, hopefully, like, that's, I mean, the goal, because I really need to hire someone, or I want to soon. So if I were to do that, would you say then, with the contract thing, maybe just hold off on the contracts, like do maybe like an onboarding or something, and, you know, like, have them work for me for a few weeks and train and just see how it goes, and then sign contracts maybe after.
I would 100% co-sign that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's just a good rule of thumb. You know, even if you took all of this as just like a superstition, yeah, just
wait it out.
Just wait it out. It's just a couple of weeks, you know, just hang in there and stuff. I think, you know, as I was mentioning before about it having to do with Aquarius and then moving back into Capricorn, I had a couple of like light bulbs go off this morning on my walk. Knowing
yes, what tell me the light bulbs. Yes, tell us the light
bulbs. They're good. So traditionally, Saturn is the ruler of both of those signs. Now, when Uranus got discovered, then it became Aquarius's ruler. I'm going off far too deep, but point being, it's like Capricorn comes first, and Capricorn is about long-term structures, about having a foundation, building for the future. It is not afraid of going slow, because it's like, good things take time, right? Yep. And then Aquarius is so different. It's such a different energy from Capricorn. It's very futuristic and big picture. Airy. Right. Yeah. It's an air sign. It's like, okay, now we're up in the mental plane. And so those two things, I think we're getting that chance to pull back a little bit from Aquarius, go back to Capricorn, right? It's like, get that foundation, Capricorn,
for
sure. Aquarius, always laying a proper foundation for things. And then also, you know, it's kind of like, learn the rules. Capricorn is a rule follower, so that you can break them. There's Aquarius. It's the rebel. It wants to kind of like have that freedom,
right?
Know, innovate. And I'm like, yes, you know, like, that's the gold to mine from this particular Mercury retrograde, in my opinion.
So interesting. I mean, it's crazy, because I feel like there's so much value in that in general, like, not just during these times with the stars, but it's such a good reminder to us to always do that, right? Like, get our firm foundation, lay the groundwork. It's like, nothing great happens if we don't have systems, processes in place, like actual, the things that are going to long-term help benefit us, instead of just, you know, kind of going with the flow too much. I feel like this is just such a great reminder for us.
It absolutely is. You know, because at the end of it, you know, everything is a learning it's a chance to learn and a chance to grow. Right. And so if you think of this, it's like, this is kind of like a slowdown. It's like you, I don't want to say there's a block been put there, but it's like, hey, this is a chance that we get every, you know, 3 to 4 times a year that a couple of weeks to sort of regroup. And like I said, you know, get the mental health right. It's like the way I start my day and have for years is like, I get up and I do my meditations and I go on my big walk and stuff. That is not new, you know, but it's like, that is something that I rely on to like be in a good place, no matter kind of what's going on every single day in my life.
Yes.
Reevaluating, you know, things with technology, our relationship to technology, and especially social media. That's another thing that you could really, a nugget to take away from these times a year. Going in, you know, you and I are always on the same page with this stuff, but going in and cleaning out people that you're like, that doesn't make me feel good. That's not positive. Like I said, this where I'm like, I'm never going to fear monger. I might joke around and be like, oh, Mercury, I don't mean, you know, I'm not trying to scare people. You know, yeah. Like looking at that and just thinking, or even from the fun, you know, a design perspective of looking, how could I clean this up? How could I make this prettier? And then, like I said, the foundation I think is everything. And growing up being a ballet dancer, I'm so about that. It's like, you know, you're like, you have to go practice. You have to pay your dues for things. You can't expect stuff overnight, you know, as much as we all want that, right?
Yeah. And it's such a good time right now. It's January 2022. Like, we're in a brand new year. Like, it's such a nice time for actually this to happen, which, I mean, we've kind of already started going into, but that was going to be my next question is like, what are some of the positive things that can come out of not just this Mercury retrograde, but Mercury retrogrades in general? What can we do to take advantage of these times and like, what are some of the silver linings in general about Mercury retrogrades?
Like I said, I just always see it as a chance to slow down. And it gives you something, if nothing else, it gives you a planetary thing to blame stuff on.
Yes, always.
Right? Damn that Mercury. It gives you something like that. But yeah, I think we all, again, go back to my dog analogy. You know, I love a good analogy. Is, you know, you think about that. It's like, if that's the mind, right? And it's wandering off. And how much do we live our lives like that? We're not present. We're not here where we need to be. And our mind is way out in front of us. So like I said, you know, not built back there, building the foundation so that my future is going to be beautiful. I'm trying to already be in the future. Right. And so every time that this happens, that 3 to 4 times a year, you get this gift is like, see it as a gift, see it as that chance to slow down, assess the foundation of things, assess your mental health and really have a good place to sort of build and grow from, you know.
Oh, I love that. And it reminds me of last year and the year before, like being in quarantine and when like we were all like sort of forced to slow down. And this is another excuse to slow down. And always good things always come from doing that. And I think we've learned that, like I said, the past few years more than any other time in history, like for a lot of people too. I mean, it's so important and just such a good reminder of it, there being positives that can come out of this and not to freak out too much and not to like rearrange your whole life. Like you said, the fear mongering, like it gets so out of control sometimes.
Right. And you know, something else, you know, bringing up quarantine and all of that is, you know, we've all had to get past major mental blocks in these last 2 years. We're continuing to do that. So, you know, if anything, it's always that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And it's like, look at how far everybody's come in this length of time, and continues to push and to grow. I just think sometimes, you know, again, we'll take this into consideration. It's like a chance to go back and be like, wow, I really have done good. Look at where my mindset is. Look at how much I have grown. I'm a huge journaler for this reason. I always need to have the proof, you know, to be like, where was I? Right. And then, like I said, the mental blocks, I think that's just, it's always enormous. It's like your mind oftentimes, and again, Mercury we're dealing with is the biggest hurdle for all of us. And patience, right? It's a planet that deals with speed. And it's like, hey, no, you gotta slow down a little bit. We're like, sometimes you gotta slow down to go faster.
Yeah.
And you know, looking at you changing and stepping into the role that you're in, it's like that this whole time period, you know, again, looking at the slowing down, you're like, we all have kind of jumped back into life. And there's certain things you're like, hey, 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 actually pump the brakes. Maybe I don't want to go fill my calendar back up with all of this stuff.
Yes.
Right. And you being a projector, it's like, you're the ones, the projectors are here to teach the rest of us work smarter, not harder.
Yes. So
do less, get more. And that is a, you know what I mean? Sing it. Like,
I mean, oh my gosh, it's been really difficult. And almost every, like every couple months or every, you know, there's times where I do start to get into that mode of filling the calendar back up. And then everything kind of goes haywire and nothing's going the way as planned, you know, and this, I guess that's similar to Mercury retrograde where it's like, I'm speeding up. And I'm like, wait, the thing that's going to help me the most is actually slowing down. It's like you said, you know, one step forward, two steps back. It's like, sometimes we do have to slow down to get to that next level and there's nothing else we can do. Filling the calendar, being busy and stuff, that's not going to propel us forward if what we really need to do is slow down and take a rest.
No, it's so funny that you're saying that because I'm like, I see a couple of things. It's like one, it's quality over quantity.
Yes.
We want less, but we want better. And that's how mm-hmm. I think we should all be wanting to fill our lives with. And then two, just this morning, you know, the sun moves in human design, it moves gates every not quite 6 days, just under 6 days. And this morning, really early, it had already moved. And that actually it's a bridge gate between Capricorn and Aquarius. And this one is all about acceptance of limitations. And I see this stuff as like, it's freedom within a framework. When I know that, again, I know the rules and I can learn them really well and then yes. I can work them. And it's very much about patience. And you know, the analogy I like to use with this one, it's like, you know, you're like a seed underground. You don't dig that thing up and look at it all the time, wondering like, why aren't you sprouting? Or, you know, we were baking brownies yesterday. You put them in the oven.
Yes.
Going to take a certain amount of time to pull them out early. You're not going to eat raw. I mean, you know, yes, maybe before they go in, but it's like, I'm pulling them out half cooked, you know, to deal with it.
I will lick the spoon.
I will lick the spoon. Absolutely. In that bowl. But yeah, you know, there's such a level. And I know I've said this to you, 2021 for me was that learning, you know, divine timing and patience, truly. You can say it, but then you really sit in it and you're like, wow, we all, you know, we all can benefit from that lesson and just being like, wow, I want to go slower because I want it to be quality.
Yeah.
Quality life. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's, oh my gosh, so many little golden nuggets in this episode for people. Well, thank you so much for explaining like in your words and breaking things down a little bit. I guess something I was thinking about while we were talking is you mentioned like journaling. Is there any like that you can think of, or when you're journaling, are there any like good like journal prompts during this time that you can give people? Like what are some maybe like questions that someone can ask themselves?
Oh my goodness. Yes. I have a couple. And then they're always specific to that time period. Now I was going to say on Instagram, I post about this stuff all the time and give journal prompts.
Go follow her. If you don't already, I mean, I think everyone who listens to this podcast is already following, but if you don't, it's Michaela McLean. It's MikaelaMacLean.
That'd be me. let's see. I give a handful of words, you know, I'm kind of like, let me give you a seed word to like play with, you know, and I've got a list here. I'm going to read off. It's like reboot, review, revise, renew, rejuvenate, reassess, restore, refresh, revitalize, rebalance, recharge, regenerate. It's like, apply one of those to, you know, like where in my life could that be helping? Because always with the retrogrades, it's always, that re,
yes. You know,
what are we redoing? And sometimes, like I said, go back, is my foundation strong?
Double check your work, double check your, you know, all the things that you're, especially like if you're, for me right now, I'm in the middle of doing my taxes. Like, I feel like I'm not going to really start the process of like filing or anything till after retrograde, obviously.
Yes.
Of all of yes. this, but right now is a good time. If you're looking at your finances from last year and you're just starting that process, doing your taxes, like just double, triple check everything. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, we need to do passport renewal for the kids. And my husband was even like, he's like, I'm not doing this till after. And I'm like,
yeah, I love it.
He knows.
You've trained him well.
right? You can collect everything. We can get things ready, but it's like, let's just not proceed. And like anything, you know, there's a lot of stuff in life that can benefit from that. I am not a really crazy impulsive person. And I shouldn't say crazy because there are people that are. And again, it shows in their charts. Like they just have that kind of energy. That's not me. I'm usually pretty good about being chill and going slow, but yeah, it never hurts to kind of just pump the brakes a little
bit. I love that your husband's like, we're not doing this.
Yes. He knows all the things. It's like that poor guy has to listen to me like talk about this stuff 24/7.
Yeah. I can't help but sink in. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Like I said, you can follow Michaela on Instagram. Is there anywhere else that they can find you? Tell people where they can find you, what you're offering right now. Are you taking new clients?
Gosh, yes. Instagram always, I mean, you know, it's the best place to find me. I am at Talks Josh Studios with one and only Talks Josh. And yeah, my offerings are all, you know, human design / astrology / health and wellness, the embodiment stuff. But, you know, I mean, I think people know, but it's like, you know, I am an esthetician. Like that was my background, was all the medical stuff. So that's my thing right now. And then we have something that we're working on, which is exciting.
Yes. So Michaela and I are working on something really fun and special, but we can't talk about it too much. It does have to do with education. So we are going to have some kind of education offering for you soon. We're still working out the details. We probably won't announce until after Mercury.
Yes. It's always like, don't launch, don't announce, don't any of that if you can avoid it. Yeah, but we can whisper, we can tease about it.
Yeah, so watch out for that. And then also, we're doing this podcast instead of the thing that we normally do on Instagram every week. It's called Aesthetically Aligned. We usually talk about human design, the aesthetics industry, all kinds of random things. And we've been trying to get more guests to join us. So if you're interested in being a guest, message one of us. Your birth details, your full name. What else?
Yeah, that's really it. And if anybody has ideas of what they want to come on for, that's always a good one.
But it's every Monday at usually around 5 or 6, depending on the schedules every week. But so we'll see you guys next week.
Hi.
Okay.
If you enjoyed this episode, definitely share it with a friend, or with a colleague, or with anyone who could benefit. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and tag us on Instagram @GoodSkinCircle. See you next week.